2394, Wayne Development LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a commercial storage facility with RV and boat storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 14.34 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southwest side of Gull Point Road, which is Sussex County Route 313, approximately 591 feet northeast of Downs Landing Road. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 34, Parcel 4.01, submitted into the record. Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Ms. P.
Yes, good afternoon. For the record, my name is Mackenzie P. I'm an attorney at the law firm of Saul Ewing. And I'm here this afternoon on behalf of Wayne Development LLC, applicant owner of tax parcel number 234-34-4.01, and it's located on the southwest side of Gull Point Road, Sussex County Road 313, northeast of Downs Landing Road, just outside the town of Millsboro. Mr. Brad Absher and Mr. Matt Williams, members of Wayne Development, are present this afternoon. Unfortunately, our project's engineer, Bob Palmer, could not be here this afternoon. He is under the weather. In the event that there's a question that comes up that warrants Mr. Palmer's response, I just ask that we leave the record open for a few days to accommodate and allow for that supplemental response. So moving on to a summary of this site and project itself, Wayne Development is requesting a approval of a conditional use of land for the operation of a self-storage facility to include, as shown on the site plan, one 2,500 square feet of self-storage and a 900 square feet area of office, together with outdoor RV, boat, and vehicle and trailer storage. The site, as shown on the screen, is approximately 14 acres, zoned AR1 within the coastal area, a designated growth area, and predominantly within investment levels 3, with a small portion of the site within investment level 2. On November 16, the applicant submitted its exhibit booklet together with a final version of its conditional use plan, and that booklet also included the required environmental assessment and public facility evaluation and exhibits A through G. Exhibit A is a copy of the deed reflecting Wayne Development as the property owner. Exhibit B is a site location map, shows adjacent residential uses. Obviously, this is also near Route 24, not too far from Route 24 as well, where there's some commercializing uses. Exhibit C is a copy of the conditional use plan. As the plan reflects, the site will be accessed from Gull Point Road. The self-storage units and the office will be located towards the front of the property, and then the balance of the site would be for the outdoor storage component. The use will be screened, buffered, and secured, as will be explained and as further explained in the conditions of approval that have been proffered by the applicant. Exhibit D includes a number of aerial maps that I've already addressed. Exhibit E is the service level evaluation request response, and DLDOT determined the impact to be negligible. No traffic impact study is warranted or recommended, and DLDOT has approved the entrance location and proposed configuration as it's shown on the plan. Exhibit E is a list of species letter from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and concluded in that letter there's no federally listed threatened species or critical habitats on the site. There are also no wetlands. Exhibit G, finally, is a correspondence from Tidewater Utilities concerning the placement of a well, which is allowed on the site, which I'll address further. In terms of the conditional use standard, as provided in Section 115-171 of the code, the purpose of the article of the code concerning conditional uses is to provide for certain uses which cannot be well adjusted to their environment in particular locations, with full protection offered to surrounding properties by rigid application of the district regulation. These uses are generally of public or semi-public character and are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare. But because of the nature of the use, the importance of the relationship to the comprehensive plan, and possible impact not only on neighboring properties but on a large section of the county, require the exercise and planning of planning judgment on location and site plan. The proposed use is of semi-public character, and there's a significant demand for storage in the area. Many residential communities now offer, as you all know, smaller lot sizes that do not support storage or have extremely limited storage capacity, and many communities also prohibit storage of RVs, boats, trailers, and certain vehicles on residential lots. As such, the project will provide an economic benefit to the community by providing residents with a convenient solution for storing those larger vehicles while meeting the demand for on-lot storage and eliminating the need to park these larger vehicles on streets in limited parking spaces or in residential communities, as I stated, that generally prohibit or severely restrict this use. In terms of utilities, the site will be served by private water and sewer. Tidewater confirmed that the closest connection point to an existing water main is approximately 600 feet from the site at the intersection of Gold Point Road and Rosedale Road, and as such, and considering low water demands with only one bathroom and one employee on site, it's proposed that that a well will be installed for water. And septic is also proposed. The site evaluation has been submitted to DENREC and is under review. In terms of stormwater, the site is a good candidate for infiltration. There's an infiltration shown on the plan. In terms of traffic, as I stated, DLDOT has confirmed the impact to be negligible. And before I conclude, the last page of the exhibit booklet includes a copy of the applicant's proposed condition. And just to summarize those proffered conditions, they limit the use to self-storage and storage of RVs, boats, vehicles, and trailers. They prohibit the presence of junked, inoperable, or unregistered RVs, boats, vehicles, or trailers to be kept on the site. They limit sales or maintenance except for limited mobile maintenance and repair services that can be reasonably performed on the site and that do not require extensive equipment or facilities, only available at a designated repair facility. Prohibit hazardous materials or fuel stored on the site other than what obviously may be stored in the tanks of vehicles on site. Allow for 24-hour access with gated and locked entrance together with a perimeter fence for security and the installation of a security system that meets industry standards, requires shielded and downward screened security lighting, requires a 20 feet wide landscape buffer between the outside of the fence and the adjacent properties for dumpsters to be screened, and also allows for a lighted sign in compliance with the code. With that, I'll conclude my presentation and answer any questions that you may have.
All right, well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Mears.
The office will be for the use.
That's correct.
Okay. Buffer, it appears that that'll be created by.
That's correct.
That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Oh.
I have no further questions.
Thank you.
Mr. Butler?
No questions. Mr. Mears covered them.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse?
None for me, thank you.
None for me, thank you.
All right then. So
thank you.
See nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2394, Wayne Development LLC? Anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2394? On the commission, have any further questions?
Yes, sir.
Being done. Close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office.